Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the real God kind of faith, and we're going to be talking about the trying of your faith today. We've seen the fact that faith's important to receive all the promises of God. We have the faith of Jesus, and we're to use that faith as a spiritual force as we're speaking forth the Word of God. As the words in our heart, the words in our mouth, we are releasing our faith, and as we hear the Word of God, our faith's increasing, and as we're speaking it forth, it's being applied to move the mountains in our life. And we continually speak forth the Word, continually releasing our force of faith in order to move our mountains and to receive the promises of God. In the last broadcast, we talked about the fact that as we release our faith, we're speaking in the realm of the Spirit. The angels are hearkening to the voice of the Word as we're confessing the Word. As we confess that Word, Jesus receives that and takes that and confesses it before the angels, and they go forth to accomplish the will of God in our life. And we need to have some corresponding actions. Remember that faith without works is dead. We must have corresponding actions. Faith without corresponding actions is inoperative in your life. And your faith is going to be shown by your actions. And you need to learn to listen to what God tells you to do. When He tells you to do something, learn to obey what He tells you to do. Learn to act upon the Word of God. And He is going to bring His promise to pass. And this shows forth faith in your life. We've talked about the faith of Abraham, where we're supposed to call those things not being as being, and against any hope, we're going to believe in hope. We're not going to stagger at the promises of God, but we're going to be strong in faith, giving glory to Him, fully persuaded that what He's promised, He's going to perform. And we're not about to consider the natural realm or our physical situation or what's going on in the circumstances of life. That would make us weak in faith. Instead, we're going to speak God's Word. We're going to declare the decrees of the Word, and we're going to release our faith. And it's so important that you put your faith into operation by speaking forth what the Word says and doing what it says. Now, when you're operating your faith, the enemy, of course, knows that you are releasing this force of faith. He hears you speaking the Word of God, and he is going to try to stop the Word from producing in your life. And what is he going to do? He's going to try your faith. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 2, count it all joy when you're enveloped with all these diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Knowing this, the trying of your faith. You must know that when temptations come against you, when you're acting on the Word, this is the trying of your faith. Now, who's coming to try your faith? The devil is coming to try your faith. He's going to tempt you, trying to get you to quit acting on the Word, quit speaking the Word, quit doing what the Word says, because that shows a release of your faith. And he's going to try your faith in order to hinder you from seeing that force of faith work for you to produce the promises of God. This is why you've got to always be aware that the enemy will try your faith. It's just a fact of life. The devil's out there, and the Bible says that he's going to come for the Word. He comes with all these different temptations for the Word's sake in the parable of the sower, with the purpose of taking the Word out of your heart. Well, don't give place to him. You've got to be ready to overcome the trial of your faith. And notice what else it says here. It says, the trying of your faith worketh patience. Worketh, or brings into operation, patience. Patience means steadfastness, and patience is that of hope. The Bible says that we work our faith, we have a labor of love, and it's the patience of hope. Patience, again, means steadfastness. It's the steadfastness of hope. It is so important that when you have a trial come against you from the enemy, that you are going to maintain hope. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, hope comes from the Word of God. As you hear the Word, the Scriptures produce hope in you. And the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing. As you abound in hope, as you're acting on the Word, you're holding fast to that truth. And hope is of the soul realm. Hope is the anchor of the soul. And you need the Word. Remember, the Word is written in two places. It's written in your heart, and it's written in your mind. as that word written in your mind, it is producing hope or a confident expectancy. That's what the word means, a confident expectancy. And it's so important when your faith is being tried that you are going to be steadfast. That's what this word means, patience, steadfast on the word of God. You need steadfastness for the soulish realm. In fact, in Luke 21:19, the Bible says this, in your patience possess ye your souls. That's Luke 21:19. In your patience, in your steadfastness, possess ye your souls. Otherwise, you're going to keep control in the realm of the soul so that you maintain hope when the attack comes. And this is why the trying of your faith is going to have to bring into operation steadfastness. And you need to have steadfastness, have its perfect work, so that you might be wanting nothing, that you might be seeing the promise of God come to pass in your life. So the enemy comes with a trial. And you just don't wonder that this is going to happen. It's going to happen. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 says, wherein you greatly rejoice, for though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. There's a situation where the guy's receiving a bunch of temptations. The devil just seems like he's attacking him left and right, and he's trying to get you off of your faith. He's trying to get you to not operate your faith, because the devil knows what's going on when your faith is working. And so here, what's he say? Greatly rejoice. Many times when you have the temptations, you feel this heaviness, this oppression coming at you. Don't be moved by that. Start resisting that and greatly rejoice in the word and keep speaking the word. Keep being steadfast in the midst of that attack and do not waver off of doing what the word of God says. Let's say like in the area of healing, you're standing on the word for healing. You're taking hold of the promise of healing, and all of a sudden sickness and disease just seems to come at you. Well, you need to resist that and you need to confess the word and keep standing steadfast against it and command that sickness and disease to leave your body. And that is so important that that's going to be showing a steadfastness on the word, a continual release of your faith, and don't let yourself get discouraged or down or think that, well, maybe God won't heal me, or any of these kind of negative lies that the enemy would put in your mind, or that maybe, you know, maybe this is just not going to work. That's a lie. God's word always works. If you work it, you have to work it. But remember, the devil's going to attack you and try to stop you. This is why you must be steadfast. You know, I see people, they ask for wisdom, and all of a sudden all these things come against them to try to give them confusion in their mind. And this is the devil showing up. Well, you believe you receive wisdom, you just keep thanking God for it, and he's going to bring that to pass. The devil's confusion is trying to hinder you from receiving the wisdom of God so that you won't know what God wants you to do. So it's important that you learn to greatly rejoice. Rejoicing, remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's your fortified place of protection against the enemy. And it's important for you to always rejoice. There's another scripture over in 1 Peter chapter 4, where in verse 12 the Bible says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Otherwise, we shouldn't think it strange, because the enemy is going to come against us. That's not something that we look forward to, but when you start operating your faith, he's going to challenge you. He's going to try to challenge you from affliction, pressure against you within. He might challenge you from someone else trying to persecute you and get you to be put to flight from the word of God. He might try to bring cares or worries or anxieties. Let's say like in the area of finances. Here you're tithing, you're sowing the word of God, and you know that what you're sowing in the realm of the Spirit, however you sow, you're going to reap. And all of a sudden, these situations come up with some extra bills, and the devil tries to come along and tell you that, well, you better quit tithing or you won't have enough to pay your bills. Well, that's exactly what the devil wants you to fall for if you'll listen to that. No, you need to be steadfast on giving and doing what God says and thanking God for the blessings of God coming for him, meeting all your needs according to his riches and glory. And you do that, and God will come through and meet your needs. But the devil is trying to stop you from doing the word of God. So don't think it strange about the fiery trial that comes to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. In fact, God again says, greatly rejoice in what the enemy's doing. And when this trial comes, don't just sit there and succumb to it. Realize it's the devil coming at you. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, be watchful, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. God wants you to resist steadfast in the faith what the devil's bringing against you. Resist him steadfast. Don't bow. Don't give place to him. Resist him. Start coming against him with the power of God, with the word of God. Start declaring what the word says. It is written, and you're going to see that this enemy is going to flee. And you may have to resist for a while. Jesus had to resist. Remember, the enemy came against him. He said, it's written. Then he came again. It is written. He came again. It is written. And then he left him. Well, if that happened to Jesus, it's going to happen to you, and you may have to speak it a lot more than that. If you'll keep speaking God's word and holding fast to your confession, knowing the fact that God is going to bring forth the answer, you're going to see the victory come forth. See, the devil will try to stop your faith from working, so this is a trial of your faith, and it's important that you maintain faith. Colossians chapter 1, verse 23 says, if you continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you've heard, that's what's going to cause you to be sound in faith. Continue in the faith, grounded, settled, and don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel. Don't let the devil get you off the word of God. Don't let him steal your hope. You see, so many Christians fall for hopelessness. They get discouraged so easily. That's the trick of the devil. Those are attacks of the devil. Do not allow yourself to fall into hopelessness. Remember, hope is the anchor of your soul. When you're thinking on what the Word says, you won't fall for that. And then in Colossians 2:5, he says how he was beholding their order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. He says, as you've therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And this is another important thing. If you're going to overcome a trial against your faith, some kind of attack getting you, trying to get you off the word, you need to be steadfast, established in the faith, abounding in thanksgiving. Continually thank the Lord for what he's doing. Continually thank him for bringing forth the promise of God. Thanksgiving shows forth faith. And do not bow to what the enemy brings. If you'll resist the enemy and you'll maintain faith, grounded, settled, steadfast, continually speaking it, continually thanking God, then your faith will bring forth the answer in your life. So this is so important. Whatever situation's going on in your life, if you're having a test or a trial from the devil, get these principles operating. Start rejoicing. Start resisting the enemy, continue in the faith, keep speaking the word, and maintain your hope, and don't let the enemy have place in your life. We're going to talk more on faith in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.